It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at New Hampshire food. This week we look at a traditional part of food in this part of the country, the church bean supper. Susan Laughlin is food editor for New Hampshire Magazine. She recently took part in such a supper in Boscawen, and she wrote about the experience in this month's issue. Susan, welcome.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
What did you expect to find when you came to this supper in Boscawen?
Well, I just expected it to be a little more dismal than it was. And again, I wasn't quite sure what to expect. There was like a holly parked outside. Anything could have happened. And it was interesting that people were lined up early to get in, and it turns out they just wanted to get a good seat near the buffet, and they were regulars, and they knew the drill. And I was laughing. People had me laughing, right from going in the door to checking in, and it was just heartening to see that, you know, laughter is everywhere.
And now when you say that there were people who were regulars, you're saying that they were regulars at the suppers, not necessarily regulars at the church that was holding the supper.
Exactly. I don't think that many of the people there were members of the church. There was a short prayer before the meal began, but otherwise what people are regular at is checking out these dinners, and they have a little circuit they go to. They have their favorite. It's not always ham and beans. Sometimes someone mentioned a good one. I think it was in Webster. A good one was one that was had something different every week. You know, it might be American chop suey or meatloaf. So still some basics there. But the ham and bean is just traditional, and that's what I was seeking out. I just wanted to see, you know, how that went. And they had like three different kinds of beans. And we came from the Midwest, and people in the Midwest put tomato sauce in their beans, but they don't do it here. So it's just interesting to see how they cooked it up.
And I understand that there is actually a kind of playbook that gets used in putting the dinners together, at least here.
Well, yes. Chris Paul, who kind of was the organizer for the event, showed me this book they had, and all the recipes were in there. When to put the chairs out, who's responsible for the pies, who's responsible for the salads and the Jell-O salad. It's all in there, and it seems like once you get your name in that book, it's quite difficult to get it out. And I guess that's the most amazing part of this whole event, is everything is volunteer. The church members make all those pies. They donate the ingredients. They spend their time, their Saturday morning, making a pie or preparing the beans, soaking the beans, baking the beans, roasting the ham, all of that. It's their contribution to their church.
You cover food of all kinds in New Hampshire, everything from fancy restaurants to home-cooked meals. Does this experience give you a different perspective on food in New Hampshire, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, food, you know, it's the home-cooked thing that people are looking for. And as the economy kind of turned on us the past couple of years, home cooking was highly touted and comfort foods were highly touted. And it doesn't get any more home cooking or comforting than going into a church basement and rubbing elbows with maybe your neighbors who you don't actually even know. But, I mean, the food is good. You know, home cooks are good. I'm sure if someone wasn't a good cook, they'd probably have dismissed them from their duties.
So. They'd get their name taken out of the book at last.
Right, erased, you know.
Well, Susan, thanks so much for talking with me.
Okay, it's my pleasure.
That's Susan Laughlin of New Hampshire Magazine. You can find a link to her piece on the church bean supper in Boscawen at the Foodstuffs blog. That's at nhpr.org.